What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. I was reading there that Limbaugh thinks they should not even have hearings and just go right to a vote. I think.
Yeah, I heard that.
I think that's like giving in to him. And the other thing is, I think the theatrics of like the Kavanaugh theory with the, you know, transsexuals getting up and screaming and the audience, as long as it doesn't get too out of hand where it doesn't totally obstruct it, I think it's the best thing going for the Republicans and whoever the nominee is to have hysterical, crazed leftists making spectacles of themselves. And it's an embarrassment to the Democrats. I mean, I think that the way the Kavanaugh hearing plays out, I'd love to see it happen all over again with a little bit of Feinstein saying the dogma is strong in this one. Did you hear? That's what she said to that Barrett before when she was up for appeals court. I mean, that to think that a Jewish senator would have the chutzpah to say something like that, the dogma. I mean, how insulting that is to Catholics. And I hope she says it again, just because that's where her heart is. Let the people see it. And that's what I want from these Hall hearings, is the exposure. The other thing I find funny, and in a way, you know, I called the other, last week, and I told you about Bill White, how in Toledo his march against black crime caused the blacks to burn Toledo down. And I'm seeing the same thing with these Democrats saying, we'll burn it to the ground. We'll tear these institutions. And personally, I'm sitting back and going, go ahead. You know, and I'm wondering if, you know, I mean, if they're going to do it, I mean, I'm not saying I want to burn these institutions to the ground, but I'm no big fan of big government. You know, these institutions are just used by Zionist big money and corporate big money. You know, I'm a little guy who's been, as a white Christian, I'm demonized, a straight white Christian, I'm demonized by my government. So the liberals, the same people that are screaming to burn the government to the ground, are the ones that benefit by government. They're the government party. So go ahead. You know, it's kind of like Bill White turned around, like, okay. You know, let's show the country, the rest of the country. And meanwhile, you're burning down institutions that I don't have any faith in anyway. Go ahead, have at it. I'm not saying I'm going to be any part of it, but I'm going to sit back and watch it. You know, and it, you know, like I said, these institutions are the same institutions that, you know, throw affirmative action in our face. And they're the same, like, FBI and stuff that comes and, like, and harasses and tries to entrap white people, yet fund and protect Antifa and their rioters, which is more and more of that is coming out every day. So why should I care? I mean, I hope that these protesters, besides protesting out in front of the Supreme Court, somehow or another, they tie it into the FBI, and they can go be a nuisance on the FBI also, you know. So I think this is really going to be fun, and I don't agree with Limbaugh. One quick comment. I was listening to Alex Jones, and a friend of mine mentioned something about how Alex always blames the Chinese instead of the Jews. So whenever Alex blamed the Chinese today, I substituted in my mind Jews, and it worked. It was like a secret decoder ring. And it is kind of funny when you listen to Alex to kind of do that switcheroo, and maybe it's something he's doing on purpose. I don't know, or you know, but it definitely applies. So that's kind of an interesting thing. So once again, I'm really going to enjoy this whole thing. This whole Ruth thing couldn't have happened at a better time, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, let's just watch them all go crazy, you know.
I agree.
And it's the exposure. We're going to see where everybody is. You know, let's see that. I mean, it's for the education of the American people. And then when the people get educated, we can move them on. We can move them to relook at 9/11 and look at some of these other things once they come out of that bubble. So anyway, but I'll leave it at that. And thanks for letting me vent. Appreciate it.
Not a problem, Joe. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. 9/11 is never going to be looked at, honestly, so forget about
that. Well, we look at it, and you know, we know we were lied to, and that's all we really need to care about.
Yeah. And as far as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I sent you a video of this woman driving a car freaking out.
I just posted it already. To what really happened.
Jesus. What a freak show.
Yes.
I can't imagine losing my mind like that over anything, except maybe, you know, I just got told I've got 6 months to live or something.
Yeah.
So, I sent you another link, too, of the state-sponsored propaganda site up here in Canada, CBC. And so they're saying that, I'll read it. Federal health officials presented new modeling today that shows the epidemic is accelerating nationally. Is that based upon that Ferguson model?
I have no idea, but again, I mean, there are people who want to tamp things down and keep people calm, and there are others who are trying to exploit the coronavirus and keep the fear level up.
Well, this is obviously keeping the fear level up. Now, once again, in that link, so we have Dr. Tam. She used to work for the WHO, so she's been sucking on taxpayers' teeth her whole life. And then we have this other lady here, Patty. She's a minister of health. And she's an interior designer, Mike.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. She is an interior designer. So, can you say anything wrong? This is such a joke. You got to be in grade one not to see this. It is so obvious. And then, of course, you know, we have the parliament's been prorogued. We have the prime minister is hiding. His wife left him, right? Because you remember just before the election up here. Especially in the United States, they're running that story where he was banging his students out west when he was a teacher out there, and they fired him for it. So, I mean, I said that to people. They don't believe me. And, you know, just look in the news. They split up. Why do you think they split up? The guy's rotten. And this guy's running the country? Mike, well, the bankers are, but, I mean, like, he's the prime minister? Come on.
Yes.
You can't be serious. It's a joke. And then we have this guy, Doug Ford, in Ontario. And the first thing he should have done in this province was just disassembled, just shredded up the teachers' union, because that union has enough power to take this province down economically, and it's disgusting. They have so much power up here, Mike, just like a lot of teachers' unions have a lot of power in the states and the United States. What are they here for? Are they here to run the economy or to teach students? Pick one and stick with it.
Well, they should be there to teach the students here, but the problem with unionizing the teachers is they took a profession and turned it into a trade.
Well, yeah, they did. Because I don't know how it works in the States, but this has been going on up here in Canada for a long time now. So basically you get a BA in sociology or poli-sci, and then you go for 2 years at teacher's college, and now you're a teacher. So you're teaching our kids in grade 8 math, and they can't. They're using their fingers to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a joke. It's disgraceful. When I was a kid, the public teachers that I had, you know, had an MA in something and a BA in something else. You know, they didn't have this poli-sci and sociology nonsense that you can basically learn online. You can learn this stuff online.
Yes.
You don't have to go to a university to learn this nonsense. It's just memorizing stuff. There's no critical thinking involved. It's disgusting. And it's no wonder kids are so, you know, I'm going to say stupid. They're uneducated and they can't critically think.
Yeah.
So, and then of course you got this nonsense on the CBC posting this crapola with computer modeling shows that, you know, there's going to be spiking. Oh, stop it. You know, I'm not in grade 2. I can see through this nonsense. I'm starting to rant. I'm sorry, Mike.
Well, it's okay.
It's too funny.
This is the time when people tend to rant.
Yeah, but you know, I if you posted that YouTube video of that lady in the car losing her mind, I hope that everyone's listening watches it because it is so funny. It's
right
unbelievable.
At the top of the front page right now.
It's unbelievable. Thanks a lot for your time, Mike. You have a good show. I'll be watching or listening. Yeah, and watching. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Turning back to the international news, this past weekend, Russian state television on two major channels devoted substantial segments to review programs, to the ongoing game of chicken that the United States is carrying on in the air and on the seas at Russia's borders, on the Black Sea, the Baltic Sea, the Barents, and the Okhotsk Seas in the Far East. From the north, from the south, from the east and west, U.S. warplanes are simultaneously being directed against Russian defenses to probe their effectiveness and score political points. Tremendous brinksmanship. Over in Palestine, Hamas has set a two-month deadline for Israel to end the Gaza siege. The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has set a deadline of 2 months for Israel to end more than 12 years of its siege on the Gaza Strip. Khalil al-Hayya, a member of the political bureau of Hamas, said Israel had blocked humanitarian assistance from entering Gaza over the past few months of the coronavirus pandemic. We talked about that a little earlier in the show. If Israel does not end the siege willingly, he warned, Hamas is militarily capable of forcing Israelis into shelters. Sounds like it's going to get serious there as well. The whole world just seems ready to go to war here. Now, over in Iraq, Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr says Israel will mark its own ending by opening its embassy in Iraq amid some reports about Tel Aviv considering opening its virtual diplomatic mission in the Arab country. The prominent Shia cleric made the comment during a sermon at Friday prayers, warning the enemy of God, meaning Netanyahu, who has evil intentions toward Iraq, about possible coming to the Arab country or even thinking about establishing an embassy there. Sadr's warning was apparently a reaction to some unconfirmed reports that Tel Aviv is seeking to establish a virtual embassy in Baghdad, which in turn allegedly wants to open its own in Israel. Addressing the Israeli premier, Sadr further warned that if he took such actions, he would mark the end of the occupying entity, according to the Holy Quran. All righty, now then. The U.S. Space Force, newly formed, is deploying troops to a vast new frontier, the Arabian Peninsula. Space Force now has a squadron of 20 airmen stationed at Qatar's Al Udeid Air Base in its first foreign deployment. The force, pushed by Donald Trump, represents the sixth branch of the U.S. military and the first new military service since the creation of the Air Force in 1947. It has provoked skepticism in Congress, satire on Netflix, and with its uncannily similar logo, Star Trek jokes about intergalactic battles. Future wars may be waged in outer space, but the Arabian Desert already saw what military experts dubbed the world's first space war, the 1991 Desert Storm operation to drive Iraqi forces from Kuwait. Today, the U.S. faces new threats in the region from Iran's missile program and efforts to jam, hack, and blind satellites. Okay, a Russian missile guru, the creator of Russia's Avangard hypersonic glider, is ridiculing President Trump for claiming Moscow stole the technology from the Obama administration, saying that when they started their experiments in hypersonic weaponry, Obama was still in school. And this is from Gerbert Yefremov, a renowned engineer who played a key role in designing the Avangard. He said, Barack Obama became U.S. president in 2009. Our experiments with these types of things began in Soviet times when Obama was still a teenager. He was still a schoolboy when we were experimenting with hypersonic tech. This is an 87-year-old man. He's been around for a while here. All righty. Interesting little speculative article from Global Research up in Canada, and they do some very serious work. Now, they're talking about the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, who we are told is up and about, which, again, is kind of a head-scratcher because Novichok is supposed to be so lethal. So this article is saying it's likelier that the U.S. government had Navalny poisoned because it's an immense propaganda asset to the U.S. to bash Russia. The poisoning of Navalny has created intensified support by pro-U.S. and especially pro-NATO officials in the European Union to block the nearly completed Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline from Russia to Germany and to import into the EU instead far costlier United States liquefied natural gas. a very real possibility thus now exists. The poisoning of Navalny will turn out to have been worth many billions of dollars to U.S. fracking interests by causing the nearly completed Nord Stream 2 to be turned to waste so that fracked U.S. liquefied natural gas will sell in Europe. Yep, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, talk about the economic news now. Banks defy U.S. crackdowns by continuing to serve oligarchs, criminals, and terrorists. Now, they had a moderately good day on the stock market. They recovered some of the losses from yesterday, which was all being blamed on the delay of a new coronavirus stimulus package. But there are all these scandals that are erupting, like J.P. Morgan Chase, HSBC, other big banks that have been caught laundering money in huge, huge volumes. And that is starting to pull down on the bank stocks as well. So secret U.S. government documents reveal that J.P. Morgan Chase, HSBC, and other big banks have defied money laundering crackdowns by moving staggering sums of illicit cash for shadowy characters and criminal networks that have spread chaos and undermined democracy around the world. The records show five global banks, J.P. Morgan, HSBC, Standard Chartered Bank, Deutsche Bank, and Bank of New York Mellon, kept profiting from powerful and dangerous players even after U.S. authorities fined those financial institutions for earlier failures to stem flows of dirty money. U.S. agencies responsible for enforcing money laundering laws rarely prosecute mega banks that break the law, and the actions authorities do take barely ripple the flood of plundered money that washes through the international financial system. Okay. Whitbread is going to cut 6,000 jobs as hotel demand slumps. Whitbread owns Premier Inn and Beefeater, and they're saying that 6,000 of their staff could lose their jobs. The company blamed the cuts on a slump in hotel guest numbers since coronavirus. It comes as the government's furlough scheme, which still pays 27,000 Whitbread staff, ends next month. Meanwhile, pub chain J.D. Weatherspoon has warned its 1,000 staff who work at airport venues that almost half of them could lose their jobs because of the dramatic fall in travel and tourism. Shell is looking to cut their upstream oil operations by 40%. Okay, in other miscellaneous news and computers and whatnot, apparently TikTok stars are starting a new trend where people are grinding down their teeth with nail files to create a symmetrical smile. And dentists are warning they're doing irreparable damage and destruction to their own teeth. There's a lot of very dangerous and stupid things out there on social media, and people will do it because they want their 15 minutes of fame here. All righty, we have another caller waiting on the line. Let's go to Mark in Nova Scotia. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Bye-bye.
Mark, there you are.
Okay. I have a couple of ideas maybe for you to consider that maybe it will help you increase your revenue and grow what really happened. Are you interested?
Okay. Sure.
On your YouTube channel, do you have links to T-shirts, hats, memorabilia?
We have an online store over at Cafe Press, which is linked from the main page. I haven't put the links on the YouTube videos, and I probably ought to.
Yes, well, I think so, because like, if you have all the information on your channel, like just in my opinion, right?
Yes.
Where you can donate, places where you can get your memorabilia and stuff. When people mm-hmm. come to your channel, like you have like 100-150 people that follow you live, and by the end of your show, you average about 600 views. Mm-hmm. You have 21,000 subs, right? But
yes.
People come there, and if it's right there visually, very easily to access, I think people would access it so much quicker.
That's a very good idea. That's a very good idea. One of my weaknesses is that I do this for altruistic reasons, and I don't devote enough time and thought to increasing our revenue. Mark, stay on the line. I'm going to keep you through this commercial break and hear the rest of your suggestions after these few words.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mark in Nova Scotia, who's got some suggestions for improving revenue generation for whatreallyhappened.com. And Mark, if you could regale us with your next suggestion.
Okay, I got a couple of them, Mike, and thank you, and I sure will, because if you succeed, we succeed.
Well, thank you.
You know, like, you know when you're advertising, if you did like a flashcard visual, you know, like in between and how whatever particularly you're advertising, whether it be a product, a hat, shirt, cup, pull it up physically during your conversation. And when you're describing where to donate to and how you can donate to, I think that if you added your personal address, I think people would send you cash, gifts, whatever, right to you, and they would love to do that for you. You know what I'm saying? So if you had this while you were talking about and explaining these things, and it was visually right there, it would be in their mind as you're saying it, right? And it would stick. You know what I'm saying?
That's a very good idea. I'll have to talk to the person who handles our video for us to see if that could be done without causing a lot of grief, as it were.
Okay, would you like another idea?
Let's have one more, and then we're going to get back to the news.
All right. when you're going live, if you opened up so that you could have chats and super chats, people could like super chat a question and maybe could answer it live. You know what I'm saying? So that every time someone was asking a question, there'd be a revenue attached to it.
That one, I think, I don't like, because it would discourage people from communicating. I mean, you know, I'm always checking my email during the show, and occasionally I'll respond to questions and comments that come in that way. The reason I don't have a live chat on the video feed on YouTube is it was being taken over by all kinds of troublemakers and shills, you know, who were screaming bad words at me, many of them in a foreign language.
Okay, I'm sorry, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, thank you for the time and your consideration.
Well, thank you for the suggestions. That first one was really good, and I'm going to work on the second one here. So thank you for the phone call. The phone lines are open now, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to miscellaneous news here. Facebook has been accused of spying on Instagram users through their phone's cameras. And apparently it's not always when people are using Instagram. And there's a concern about violations of privacy, because very often these electronic devices are in a person's home in areas where they might expect a little bit of privacy. Facebook is being accused of basically grabbing this information and selling it to marketing companies, which I guess is probably about as benign a use of that information as you can get. But there is still a principle that people like, you know, people like their privacy, and they don't like this idea that something is listening to them or watching them at all times. And as a matter of fact, the other day, Claire and I were just sitting in our living room talking about getting some WeatherTech liners for our car. And all of a sudden, the very next day, I'm being flooded with WeatherTech ads on my browser and my email. And I don't know how they got that information, but it's a little unsettling here. Okay, Twitter has apparently locked TV host Steve Malzberg's account after he linked to a video of Joe Biden groping a very young child. And it was basically locked, supposedly for violation of child sexual exploitation policy. I think Twitter just wanted to protect Biden from his own history here. All righty, over in Dusseldorf, Germany, there was a ransomware attack on a major hospital, and it resulted in widespread information technology failure. It forced medical personnel to redirect emergency patients to other facilities, including one woman who died. This may be the first death directly linked to a cyber attack. So German authorities revealed on Thursday they'd made contact with anonymous hackers who carried out a botched ransomware cyber attack that had unintentionally crippled the IT systems of the Dusseldorf University Clinic since the week prior. A total of 30 servers were encrypted the previous week, according to a recent report issued by the Justice Ministry of the state of North Rhine-Westphalia. Though an extortion note was uncovered on one of the encrypted servers, it was actually addressed to Heinrich Heine University, a school affiliated with but separate from the hospital. And this is another reason why I wish that somebody in government would take cybercrime a little bit more seriously. Now, obviously, if you attack a government server, they'll come after you. But out here in civilian land, cybercrime is running rampant. I was seeing a commercial for LifeLock is now offering a service to lock your mortgage, because apparently mortgage and title fraud is the fastest growing area of cybercrime, according to the FBI, where people are literally having their homes stolen and getting evicted from a home that they own outright that they hadn't sold. Okay, we got to take another break for a commercial, and we'll be right back with more news.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
It's amazing how little people understand how things work in a cell phone or a smartphone. For example, I had a conversation with somebody a couple weeks ago, and I said to her, how do you know that the camera and the microphone are really off? Oh, well, I turned them off.
Well, as I understand it, they can be turned on remotely again. And one of the reasons that all modern cell phones have a speakerphone capability is to justify a microphone that can hear the entire room.
Right. Well, the point is that the button itself does not turn the microphone or the camera on and off. It is being scanned by a circuit or the CPU, and the CPU does it. So that obviously means somebody else can, if there's a back door built into it, can easily control it remotely. And I'm sure they do.
So it was my smartphone that overheard my wife and I talking about WeatherTech and was probably being, you know, scanned by a machine that pulled out the word WeatherTech and said, you know, this guy's interested in your product, which, you know, I am. But it was a little unnerving to see it happen like that.
Well, I also have a sister in New York City, and we were discussing, she has a Gmail account, and once in a while I'll use email. And I have a paid account that I use that comes from Australia. I'm not sure that that's a good idea anymore. But,
true.
We started discussing something about cat food. I said, I'm going to make an example, because I said, watch what you say on this. And they have a New York City cable company, must be big enough, and, you know, works both ways, and they probably have their internet attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls me back in a couple of days and says, we're getting advertisements for cat food.
Yeah. Well, it's nice that we're not getting advertisements for things we have no interest in. Unfortunately, when you're working in talk radio, you talk about a lot of things that are subjects on the radio show that you're not personally interested in. So, you know, I get all kinds of weird ads and stuff here. Somebody was sending text messages to my cell phone for a porn site. You know, I'm 68 years old, and I'm kind of a little past that sort of thing.
Well, I noticed something else about when you get calls or robocalls. I
yes.
get home at certain times during the day. I don't have a regular schedule. I work a little in the morning and I work in the afternoon. And mm-hmm. I think there's a probing going on, because when somebody calls me and I inadvertently lift up on them, all of a sudden I get a swarm, a bunch of other calls start from other places.
Probably they are here. Now, one of the things I like about the latest version of the iPhone software is if the apparently Apple is keeping a list of scam callers, and the call will go through to your phone and be registered, but it won't ring the phone, and it'll be labeled potential scam call. So, you know, I'm seeing in recent calls, I'm seeing all these highlighted calls that didn't ring through to the phone. And I figure if it's really important, they'll leave a message. And if they don't, it's not somebody I want to talk to anyway. So at least Apple is trying to deal with this.
Hmm. Well, this is, in my case, I'm just talking about it's a VoIP system. And I
okay.
notice that I get a lot of calls. They come up on the caller ID as various villages and towns on Long Island. And I know from experience, if I lift up on one of them, I'm going to get, you know, somebody offering me something. And yet, when I use the answering machine, it goes through the answering machine, there must be a signal going on somewhere that they can detect, because that doesn't trigger the swarm of calls. If it goes in the answering machine and I just ignore it, they always hang up, don't leave a message, and then I don't get the swarm. The mistake occurs if I pick it up at a certain time. I start getting these calls at a certain time during the day. It's like, okay, we know you're going to be home at mm-hmm. that time of the day, so we're going to bombard you. That's all I have.
Yeah, it is an annoyance. I get more of those telemarketer calls than I get regular phone calls here. What's really interesting is, you know, they try and say the call is coming from a number that's near where you live. But Claire and I are still using our Hawaii phone numbers for professional reasons. And so I'm getting all these calls from the 808 area code, you know, from people I know they're marketing calls. So I never respond to them.
Mm. Oh, one last thing. You don't want to respond to some of them, because you could very well be responding to a call that's out of the country, a phone number, you don't, an area code you don't recognize. And it might be just hooking you for the cost of making a phone call.
Yeah, there are certain area codes you can dial where it'll like bill your phone bill something like hundreds of dollars. It's an ugly, ugly scam that's out there. And nobody wants to do anything about it. I'm wondering, where's the Federal Trade Commission in all of this?
Yeah. That's all.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Kenny, that was Ken. I'm sorry. My mistake. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to get back to the regular news. Now, out in Kingman, Arizona, there's a group of people who call themselves the Downwinders. And basically what it is, during the Cold War, they would watch the skies light up by orange flashes from the atomic bombs detonated at a government testing site in Nevada, less than 150 miles north of the city. And they didn't think anything of it at the time. They thought, they didn't think the tests were dangerous. Now, of course, all these years later, you've had all these people who've died of cancer, many before the age of 55. And now they're basically fighting for compensation, saying that the government subjected them to cancer, not to mention all the costs that are associated with that. And, you know, it's going to be a long fight, because the government never accepts responsibility for anything that they do. Okay, now, Alameda-based rocketry startup AstraScience had a recent fireworks display in a remote part of Alaska a couple of weeks ago. The company's 38-foot-tall rocket prototype failed to reach orbit during its first test launch. Now, there's a big scandal brewing on how Big Oil misled the public into believing plastic could be recycled or would be recycled. Laura Liebrick, a manager at Rogue Disposal and Recycling in Southern Oregon, is standing on the end of its landfill watching an avalanche of plastic pour out of a semi-trailer. Containers, bags, packaging, and his yogurt cups. None of this plastic will be turned into new plastic things. All of it is buried. And she said, to me, that felt like a betrayal of the public trust and that she'd been lying to people unwittingly. Now, I remember when I was a kid, plastic was still very much in the future. Yes, that's how old I am. Recyclables were glass, which could and is recycled. I remember taking the empties back to the store from the soda pops, you know, and getting the deposit back on the bottles here. And they were washed and reused, and that was kind of a good thing. But a lot of plastic can't be recycled. It is going into the landfills. I remember when we were living in Kaneohe, Hawaii, there were multiple bins in the trash area, and you had to put the aluminum cans in one, and you had to put your plastic bottles in another, and your glass went in a third, and there was a separate bin for newspaper, and then another bin just for everything else that didn't go in the others. And I remember one day watching the truck, the garbage truck, the trash truck show up there, and they just poured all the bins into the same back of the truck. There was no separation going on. It was all, you know, it was mandated by law that we had to have these separate bins, and we had to put things in the separate bins. But there was no back end to any of this stuff. No back end on any of this stuff. Okay. I wish they would. I think recycling is a really good idea. By the way, speaking of recycling, apparently these face masks we're all being told to wear, they're becoming a major source of environmental pollution. People will take them off and just toss them. Apparently they're showing up in the oceans now. They're becoming as ubiquitous as the little plastic can holders for soft drinks here. All righty. Over in New Jersey, there's an 89-year-old grandmother, Glenn Christie Goldenthal, suffers from Alzheimer's. She's maintained her own home for years in New Jersey and done so without incident. Despite her illness, Goldenthal has remembered to pay the government the taxes they demand every year, most of them. In 2019, she underpaid her bill by 6 cents, one nickel and one penny, which created the perfect governmental storm, because the state claims the authority to force you to pay them for property you own. If you are late paying them, they add on fees and interest that send your bill skyrocketing. Case in point is the fact that Goldenthal's unpaid bill of 6 cents snowballed into more than a $300 bill. That's a 5,000 times increase on the original amount owned. Now, since Goldenthal suffers from Alzheimer's, she didn't understand when the city called her and told her that her home was now being put up for auction over one nickel and one penny. I don't know. If I'd been in that office, you know, taking the payment, I just would have reached into my pocket for the 6 cents. Ridiculous here. All righty. London's bridges are, in fact, falling down. Pictures reveal how crumbling infrastructure and dreaded COVID-friendly traffic measures are crippling London's crucial Thames crossings. These are an emblem of Britain's engineering prowess and steeped in hundreds of years of history, but pictures reveal how London's bridges are disintegrating into the Thames as they suffer through lack of funds. I hope that doesn't include the Tower Bridge. By the way, you remember that real estate development that was out in, I think it was in Nevada, or is it Lake Havasu? I think it was Lake Havasu. And they bought the London Bridge. It's famous in song, London Bridge is falling down, blah, blah, blah. And apparently they thought they were buying the Tower Bridge. and the early architectural renderings of the property showed the Tower Bridge on the drive leading up to this resort. But it turns out there was a miscommunication because London Bridge is not the Tower Bridge. The Tower Bridge is the Tower Bridge. And so they wound up with this. they wound up with a London Bridge, but not the one they thought. Apparently, archaeologists have uncovered 27 ancient wooden coffins buried for 2,500 years in Egypt in the largest discovery of its kind. 27 sarcophagi that were buried 2,500 years ago have been discovered in Egypt. Archaeologists working at the ancient Saqqara necropolis near Cairo uncovered the incredible collection. It's estimated that only one-third of Egypt's antiquities have been found so far, despite all the digging and remote sensing and everything that's going on here. Initially, only 13 sarcophagi were found earlier this month, but further efforts have uncovered an extra 14. All righty. For those of you who keep your eyes on the skies, apparently at least five space rocks are currently headed towards Earth this week. Japan is going to extend its Hayabusa 2 asteroid hunter mission. So we're having this cosmic barrage of boulders and debris. NASA is warning of at least five close asteroid flybys this week. None are expected to hit. Now, this happened just days after Japan's space agency announced it would be extending its asteroid hunter mission. To kick things off, yesterday, the 10-meter and 16-meter 2020 RQ-6 and 2020 SJ-2 shot past the Earth at distances of 1.2 and 1.4 million kilometers, respectively. I know that looks like a huge distance, but in astronomical terms, that was a near miss. Three more near-Earth objects are expected to fly past. Actually, today was going to happen. And we're all still here. All righty. Paleontologists have uncovered a new 125-million-year-old dinosaur species in China. Paleontologists digging in China have discovered a new burrowing dinosaur species believed to have existed 125 million years ago. The fossils were uncovered in a geological formation known as the Lujiatun Beds in Jingzhou, a city in the central west Liaoning province of China. The Lujiatun beds, are the oldest layer of the larger Xixian formation known for its preserved fossils. They're finding a lot of stuff over there. Speaking of dinosaurs, we've all seen the Spinosaurus in the Jurassic Park movies, but it turns out Spielberg's depiction of the animal was in error. They had it running across the ground and chasing the stars and snapping its teeth shut on them. But it has been suspected for a long time, because of the actual shape of the snout and the skull, that it actually led an aquatic existence. In fact, there was an article in National Geographic a while back basically correcting this perception and saying that, yes, Spinosaurus lived primarily in the water and lived on fish. And they have found hundreds of Spinosaurus teeth unearthed in an ancient riverbed that flowed through the Sahara Desert 100 million years ago that confirm this observation. The giant predator had an aquatic lifestyle. Larger than the Tyrannosaurus, the 50-foot, 7-ton Spinosaurus lived in North Africa some 95 to 100 million years ago. With a limited fossil record to analyze, scientists had assumed it was a land dweller. And no, it is not. Okay, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay, interesting little article that came out of PatriotRising.com. Mandatory mask wearing is silent terrorism meant for psychological submission. This dovetails in with that story we reported earlier, where so-called medical experts are saying face masks are now going to be permanent, which I will not accept, just so that you know where I stand on this whole thing. But the agenda is clear as day and is being implemented not only as a test of mass societal compliance, but also to force people apart and to remove closeness, expression, and emotion from the human psyche. What they're trying to discourage is people talking to each other. That's the reason for that 6-foot separation. It's already been proven that coronavirus can travel that 6-foot separation easily. But if you're 6 feet apart, it's harder to hold a discussion about what's going on with the government, what's going on with the wars. And this is a purposeful state exercise with the intent of destroying the spirit of the American public, leaving only a society of unfeeling and obedient drones waiting the next order handed down from on high. Okay. Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly of the Louisville Metro Police Department, who was shot by Breonna Taylor's boyfriend while leading a drug raid on their apartment last March, sent out a fiery email to around 1,000 police officers early today, lamenting how cops are being demonized in the age of Black Lives Matter while criminals are being canonized. Ron Paul is still out there campaigning for Julian Assange, saying that this is a war on truth here. Now, over in Pennsylvania, there's a lot of flip-flopping going on regarding the coming election. A judge ruled, I think it was last week, that, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here, and we're talking about Pennsylvania and some things that are happening with the coming election there. Last week, a judge ruled that votes had to be counted even if the vote signature didn't match that on the registration. I mean, that just opens up a huge door to vote fraud and ballot harvesting and so forth. But apparently there is an obscure law in Pennsylvania that might result in 100,000 mail-in ballots being thrown out without being counted. And this is a requirement for the vote, the mail-in ballot, to be enclosed in what's called a secrecy envelope. And it seems rather silly, but that is the law, and it's going to contribute to what is likely to be the most chaotic election in American history. And we're going to see the wrangling over what vote should be counted and what vote should not be counted. I was seeing some people, the experts on Fox News earlier today, arguing why 2020 is not going to be a repeat of 30-30. So, repeat of 2000. I was distracted there for a minute. And let's see. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is telling Americans to take to the streets, radicalize, and fight as Trump and the GOP Senate consider Ginsburg's successor. According to the Che Guevara protege and Democratic Socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the U.S. Supreme Court seat just vacated by Ginsburg belongs to her and her fellow left-wing revolutionaries. It doesn't belong to the American people and is not subject to the processes prescribed by the Constitution for the replacement of high court justices. She actually apparently said that the Constitution should not apply. Now, one of the issues that is surrounding new nominee to the Supreme Court is the Second Amendment. Now, before last Friday, it was urgent for every gun owner in the country to vote in the November election. And now with the death of Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg, it is critical for the survival of the Second Amendment to retain the Republican majority in the U.S. Senate and for Donald Trump to be elected to a second term. This is coming from a lot of people in the gun rights community. Okay. 87% of New York City bars and restaurants couldn't make their August rent. COVID has upended middle-class family finances. It really does seem to be hitting them here. Patriots line up for miles in Ohio to see Donald Trump. Record-breaking GOP fundraising haul just in time for the final Trump push. And let's see. All righty. We talked about Boris Johnson announcing numerous further level 4 restrictions that will last for a further 6 months. Joe Biden is striking out of the president. He seems to be going back to bashing for his response to the COVID death toll. There was a White House press conference earlier today, and I got to tell you that McEnany, she's amazing. We're going to see her in Congress somewhere down the road. I'm willing to bet a whole nickel on that. Okay, there's the music. It's time for me to get out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help to get through this rough patch right now. And I know you're all short. So are we. But we need your help. Please chip in all that you can. There's no such thing as too small a donation. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website,
at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.